Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, shaping a strong future for Iowa businesses, iowaabi.org, and Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising and marketing agency here in Des Moines, insightcube.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 12 and a half minutes now before the top of the hour, and CBS News with us in studio, as he is several times each, well, at least once a month. Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources is with us. Jeff has been out knocking. Actually, you just got back from a long weekend, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Spring break and all that kind of stuff?
Spring break with the kids.
Got to do it. So we teased the audience just a little bit about talking about workers' comp, and I know that there are some people out there that are rolling their eyeballs right now because this is such an issue for so many businesses. What about workers' comp?
Yeah, it sounds more like a threat than a tease,
does.
Right?
It really
We're going to
does.
Talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, it's just, oh my God, not workers' comp, anything but workers' comp.
Well, first of all, I hope everyone out there in the business community knows that they're supposed to have it. It is required by law to have it, and the reason we have it is it provides the exclusive remedy for those employees that get hurt on the job. And what that means is that if you have workers' compensation coverage, they can't sue you in civil court. They have to go through the workers' comp system. And that helps control the costs of doing business in the first place.
I would imagine, yeah, sure. So with workers' comp insurance, now that is all then, the premiums are based on your experience and number of employees?
The premiums are based, strictly speaking, they're based upon what your actual payroll is, the amount you're paying people, and how those people, how their jobs are coded.
Oh, sure.
And then a third thing would be the frequency and severity of your claims experience.
Yeah.
What that is how often and how bad are your claims.
Are there businesses, Jeff, out there that just traditionally rank way high with premiums?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can guess pretty easily those industries that are high risks.
Manufacturing, you know, maybe?
Manufacturing can be. It depends upon the type, obviously. You know, in general, anybody that works high off the ground, works underground, spends their day in a car.
Really?
You know, those are the kind of things, the kind of risks that are difficult to control.
Sure, fast
create high exposures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I can see that. With regard to keeping those premiums down, you've probably got a couple ideas how to do that.
Well, yes, and this is an issue even for small businesses,
okay, sure,
where most of the people are.
So if I've got
spending their time in the office,
right? So if I'm a florist, or I'm a retail sales center, or I have an office, an insurance office, for example, and everybody's kind of hanging around desks, this still matters.
Yes, there's still exposure.
Right.
And even though your premiums may not feel very large now, it can only take a single claim or perhaps a few claims that starts to change that, because it is based upon your experience,
right,
and the severity of those claims. And if you're going to change insurance providers, they're going to ask for that record,
sure,
of claims, typically going back 2 or 3 years. So controlling your workers' compensation costs is a long-term strategy. It's better to control them before they go up.
Yeah, I would imagine. How can business do that?
Well, one thing is, let's talk about before the claim.
Okay.
And this is looking at just the environment of your office. Are there things where people could be exposed? And maybe it's just through simple ergonomic training. Mm-hmm. How do they sit and how do they work at their stations? Carpal tunnel syndrome, for example, is something that creates a great deal of exposure. You know, it's a repetitive
mm-hmm.
motion injury, and you can get that just typing away mm-hmm. all day. Or people sitting in the same position all day. So some things as simple as encouraging your people to get up, maybe get them a standing workstation, just things that allow them to move around and encouraging people to do that.
You know, I read a startling report just the other day that indicated people who stand at their workstation are healthier. I thought that was an interesting thing.
You know, yes.
Really? Wow. Who would have known?
Well, you know, you're using more muscle standing
right
up through the day.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies are moving towards those standing workstations that will go up and down,
sure,
if you wish,
sure,
to change that work position. So just changing what people do, examining that, you know, is your parking lot safe? Is your parking lot lit? Is the building well lit? These are simple things just to think about to prevent that unexpected little injury that, you know, turns out to hurt somebody's back or neck that can turn into an expensive claim.
With us is Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources. We're talking about workers' compensation insurance, something that many businesses out there just kind of shudder to think about, I'm sure. What else can somebody do? Okay, we're taking a look at the physical plant and maybe mm-hmm. how people are doing whatever their work is. Well, is there training that you can be done, or what other things can be?
Well, there's certainly training, as I mentioned before, like looking at you know, the ergonomic situation. Mm-hmm. There's training around that, just how to adjust your chair, things like
really?
That. But what's more interesting is your actual culture at the office. If you have happy employees, statistics show that the frequency and severity of claims are lower. And one of the most important things for controlling your long-term workers' compensation premiums is, once an injury occurs, report it right away to your carrier and have your carrier be engaged in the claims process. Follow their medical treatment and focus on getting them back to work as quickly as possible.
You know, you said something I think is startling, and many people don't think about this, but happy, engaged employees tend to be healthier, and they tend to last longer at the job, too. What kinds of things can businesses take a look at to induce a better atmosphere in the office?
Well, this starts
And I know you guys do this out of
Merit. Yes, and this is really an HR issue. This is where managing your long-term workers' compensation costs through solid human resources starts to come into play. Simple things like when people know what their job is, job descriptions, when they know what their expectations are, performance management issues. When they know these things and they're getting regular feedback, they're happier at work.
I would agree. It's startling to me sometimes how many businesses, and you and I have both run into these types of businesses, that don't do regular employee evaluations, don't have tools to do regular employee evaluations, and or they'll one-off them and then come into trouble because, you know, 6 months later, they fire the employee mm-hmm. that they just had a stellar work review, and bang, here we are into a wrongful termination suit.
Yeah, that happens, and it's all about the performance management issues, and that's where having a solid HR business partner, whether they're internal or external, who can really benefit your business. And this is a long-term issue for companies.
Yeah, it would be. You know, even though, and people talk, well, you know, we're a right to work state, so we can go ahead and fire anybody, even if they have a blue sock and a white red sock on. But it gets kind of tricky about some of those things, doesn't it? Especially
yeah.
if you, yeah,
it is a right to work state, but also anybody can sue anybody they want to.
Absolutely, yeah, and the key, you know, we can't say this often enough, but the key is not only for workman's comp. A workers' comp insurance, but also keeping happy employees is make sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do and evaluate them on a regular basis. Makes sense.
Yes. By the way, speaking of suits, lawsuits, we had a conversation this morning. Once one of your employees engages an attorney to help them with their workers' compensation claim, and they're only going to do that if they feel like people aren't paying attention to them, the cost of that claim can easily triple.
Ooh.
So, again,
pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention, get on it, create a great environment for your employees. You know, these are things that impact everything about your business, but it also impacts the long-term workers' compensation costs.
And, you know, owner managers, people that are working in a small business right now, they might say, well, gosh, I've got all these other things to do. How am I going to go about making sure that we're doing everything else, too? And that is a struggle, isn't it?
I know. We've both been there, right?
Yeah, we certainly have.
There are only so many things upon which you can be an expert.
Mm-hmm.
And so, naturally, being from Merit, I would recommend you give me a call, and we'll talk about how to handle that.
Small business and all of the stuff that entails. We just talked about workers' compensation. We talked about employee manuals and job descriptions and making sure that you evaluate employees on a regular basis. But I think one of the things that you said that was really important is engage, if you do have a workers' comp claim, get the insurance company on it right away. But you also said start to engage the employee and encourage them to come to work soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Do they need to know that somebody cares about them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, if you think about it, depending on your job, if you're getting paid to be at home and recover, and this isn't, I don't want to exaggerate how right. often this happens, but, you know, it does happen on occasion that somebody will look at it and will malinger.
Okay.
They'll allow their treatment and recovery to go on longer than it should because they're really not losing that much in their mind.
Right. But if they're, you know, so much of our socialization is a work-centered socialization as well. So if you've got a great place to work in the first place, you kind of want to go back sooner.
If people care about you, you want to be with them,
right?
There you
go. Yeah, I think so. Jeff Garrison, ladies and gentlemen, from Merit Resources, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. See,
it was fun.
He can take a subject like, what, workers' comp and make it interesting for all of us. Thanks so very much. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Tyler Hackenmiller, Dustin Halderson, Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT, Jimmy Olson is the voice of the NewsHour, Mary Sayer is the liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group, and for Jeff Garrison and Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Would you please head over to Bar Bike on 86th in Clive? Des Moines Cycle Clubs have an event. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live. A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.